Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the weeks of November 23rd and 30th, 2019. Hello, my name is Emma, and I'm your phenologist for this week. Our species of the month is Northern Strike. Northern Strikes are songbirds with hooked bills and hawk-like behavior. In summer, they eat insects, but instead of migrating to warmer climates, they have insects all year round. They have adapted to eating mice and small birds in the winter. They perch on treetops, surveying the landscape, ready to chase a flock of finches or other birds. Strikes do not fly in flocks. They sometimes impale their prey, like on barbed wire or a thorn. They have been nicknamed the butcher bird for this behavior. Look for a gray robin-sized bird with a black mask, wings, and tail. On Saturday the 30th, winter storms raced along the north shore with lots of snow, but also ice, so it was slippery on the roads. School was canceled on Monday, and we had a late start on Tuesday. The buses couldn't come because the roads were not plowed. Over the Thanksgiving break, Emerson's neighbor had a bear scratches against his house. He measured the scratches. They were 8 feet tall. On December 5th, 2019, Sophie saw fresh deer tracks in the school's woods while writing in our phenology books. Dale saw a mouse track skidding across the snow on the same day, and several students saw a pine marten track. Miss TG saw a pair of wolf tracks on the snow on her wooded trail. On December 5th, the snowflakes look a bit deformed. Some looked like balls. Sparkly packed snow on branches makes them hang low, pulling them down. In EE, we snowshoed in the forest and learned to tell balsam fir from spruce trees by their shape in snowy woods. Balsams have long, lean spire tops, while spruce trees are rounder near the top, with few branches near the ground. Spruce are also the ones who have balder bottoms with no pine needles on the lower branches. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.